4TFW Mobile.
Ken 2SWJ. Good morning, Ken.
Scott, how are we doing this morning?
Good. I just got my EchoLink server running as a candidate for the replacement for the node up top of the hill.
I think once or twice, but not very often. I gotta get the app back on my phone. Something happened to it.
Back in and a couple things when I'm traveling. It's kind of nifty. I talked to you on it a couple times.
We had a good conversation on it when you were up in New York. I thought it worked really well. You just got to give it a few extra seconds before you key up. The agenda today, you still got big wheels coming in at work.
Yesterday, I didn't go into the office yesterday, so I'm at home, working from home again. Thank goodness.
On that. Yeah, I don't like to work from home. I've done it a little bit, but I'm not overly fond of it.
I didn't like it at first either, but now that I'm used to it, it's not so bad. Like I said, it took an adjustment period.
Riding down the road, just enjoying the not too much traffic right now. And I think today's supposed to be a kind of cool day, only about 70, right?
Forecast at the top of my screen says.
Shopping for new trucks at the Dodge place here.
I'm going to get my truck back after I get out of family mode.
Some of them aren't all set up for families. I know when we got ours back in 14, we got it where we could carry some grandkids anyway.
Get 4 kids, so I've had the Explorer for quite a while now, but so we can carry around all 6 of us. But Explorer's not bad, but I'll be glad to get back to the truck.
I remember when we had one of those Ford Aerostar vans so all the kids could have a seat.
I did everything I could to avoid the minivan. I so didn't want to be the minivan man. No offense, but I so didn't want to do it.
It's a necessity and not whether you want to do it or not, right?
No, I know what you mean.
I was married to my first wife before she passed. I just had a single cab pickup truck, and the baby rode in up in the front, and the other two kids rode in the back. I had a little camper shell on it. I guess that's back when you could do that.
Even feathered for that nowadays.
A little punishment to let the kids ride in the back. I mean, heck, when I was a teenager, we stood up in the back and leaned on top of the cab riding down the road. I hope your day's going well. Doesn't sound like it's going well.
More poorly, but it's just going so far. I haven't been awake long enough to figure it out.
State yet?
I'm on at exit 90 for my coffee stop. Was that Scott I heard?
Yeah. We're making progress on the EchoLink node replacement for the tower, and I got it up and running here at the house, so I'm happy.
Run on.
Debian on a Raspberry Pi. I'm putting it on a Raspberry Pi 5, but right now it's running on a Raspberry Pi 3.
I'm glad it's a POSIX variant rather than a Windows machine.
And even if it was on a Windows machine, after I got a hold of it, it sure wouldn't be on a Windows machine after that.
My little mini PC to replace my digital station at home. Right now I've got a 15-year-old AM1 based AMD machine running Windows and doing my Vera AC and Winlink and all that. And and it's just not fast enough because it's so old. So I took advantage of Walmart's, you know, big deal week or whatever and got a little mini, it's a Ryzen 7 with 32 gigs and a terabyte SSD in it, and it comes with Windows 11. I'll probably downgrade it to 10, and then, you know, that'll be my new digital station at home.
Nice.
On DC power instead of having AC mains going to it, so my whole station is held up by a giant lithium iron phosphate battery, so everything will run if the power goes out. It'll just keep running and doing my Windlink node and my very AC nodes.
That's very well thought out.
So, Ken?
So we're still in the middle of it, but it's going pretty well. I think they found one major issue with one of our boilers, the little, I guess it's a mixing chamber for the gas or something. They call it a gas can. It's got a crack in it, so we got to get that repaired.
That doesn't sound like it would have ended well if it had been let go.
Plant, right?
Yeah. What class? Is it zero or one?
Class one.
Then at least it's not a zero.
First class one, dev one.
Well, we were designing control processors and stuff, and you know, some of them were for class two, dev two, some of them were one, and some of them were certified for like SIL 2 class zero. And yeah, that was some crazy design work went into those things, all kinds of potting and stuff like that.
My areas are just for, you know, incidental release or something, you know, in case an accident happens or whatever. But there's still, I mean, if you want to drill a hole or whatever, there's just, you know, 10 people got to sign off on it.
Corpus Christi after Hurricane Katrina to help get our systems back up and running at the Citgo plant there. It was definitely, like, nothing was running, but it was, you know, that doesn't mean that it's still not a zone zero, so all kinds of suits and hot work permits and all kinds of stuff.
Every day they add a new permit to us, KN4 TFW. Fortunately, I don't have to do any of that.
Hey, T, so what are you guys up to this weekend?
I think the granddaughters are coming over on Sunday, but I'm not sure about that. But other than that, that's about it.
I do know, working, because this is a big migration week for the office. We're consolidating another company into our company this weekend, and I'll be working all weekend.
What?
Forgot.
The Freudian or wishful thinking part of me.
Yesterday that we were moving our floor care division from Charlotte down here to Anderson, so and I think they're folding that business into our business, so it's going to be a fun migration for our PLM team. I'm glad I'm not going to have to be part of that.
Out here, it's amazing how many people, they can't navigate a broken red light.
Man, because people fly through those things like they don't exist.
Few people know that you're supposed to treat a malfunctioning light like a four-way stop.
The malfunction the other day was, I guess, a loose spade connector.
Or was it part of your power setup?
The power setup, but the main head's underneath the seat, so I can't get to it right down the road.
It just plugs into the cigarette lighter. I call it a cigarette lighter because I'm a child of the 80s, but the 12-volt accessory port on my car, so sometimes that thing backs out and I've got to reach in there and plug it back in again.
I'm set up, but I got it, I got some spade connectors on it so that I can, you know, swap the radio between vehicles.
Well, some power poles.
Do I need to get them?
When I put my radio in my truck, I ran wires and all that stuff from the battery and went all out, hit the wires behind the paneling and everything, and bloodied up my fingers trying to get it through the firewall, get the wires through the firewall and all that stuff. I was total when I did it.
On HF antenna for my car, so I'm going to have to redo all the power because I'm going to have to do a second radio. And, you know, there's no way a 12-volt accessory port is going to support a 100-watt HF radio. So I'll probably have to run the wire through the firewall up to my battery, too, and do the low-voltage disconnect and all that other stuff here pretty soon to get my HF. I want to get to where I can just drive into a state park and do a POTA activation without having to do any setup. And because, you know, I'm very pressed for time all the time, so that'll make it a lot easier to just go, you know, drive in, do my 20 QSOs, and then drive home.
Yeah, it says you need a 25-amp power supply, but my power supply is only like 14 amps, and it works good, but I guess because I'm not using all the features like the auto-tune and stuff like that, it doesn't pull that much power.
Well,
D-Delta.
100-watt HF radio is going to use, you know, between 18 and 20 amps on transmit, but that's, you know, full-duty cycle transmit. So, you know, most power supplies can go over their rating for a short period of time, and if you're just doing, like, PW or something, you're probably fine.
Had to kick out was when I was doing FT8.
80% duty cycle transmission, so yeah, that could definitely that'll definitely push your 14 amp power supply over its limit at 100 watts. No chilling here this morning up in Shelby.
It's be in the 40s in the morning down here, so man, you're gonna be close to frost up there.
I was getting some burlap to cover the cacti with because yeah, it's gonna start.
An interstate over here is really slow this morning for some reason. Truck in front of me is only doing 54, and then the other ones that were passing me, they were almost as slow.
Highway to myself this morning is not very busy. 59 now.
You guys experience any long lead times on parts?
Contract, so you know, everything is buffered and everything is planned out pretty well, so we don't usually have any shortages. Why, are you running into something?
Seems like it needed just a simple controller, you know, to tell temperature and turn on, send a couple of signals and that. It's like, damn, the delivery ain't till February.
You don't buy finished product like that usually, but you know, as far as electronic components go, yeah, I mean, some stuff has a long lead time, but we usually, you know, we usually get to order it, you know, ahead of time in enough time. And of course, you know, a lot of our stuff uses the same parts, so we always use that. You know, we always have a sea of parts available for stuff that we're building.
That, and we have just the supply of just, you know, standard leather work gloves, nothing special, just the cheap ones and that. And it's like, man, their delivery. The ship date is sometime in December.
It has to do with tariffs and stuff like that because, you know, with some of these tariffs that are going in, it's just not worth it to build anything anymore.
About that. Pipe gaskets, and the guy told me they were shipping out last week, and I said he billed us, but they never arrived, and he says he dropped them off, but he dropped them off at the business next door, and they can't find them, and that's kind of dead in the water.
I'll need some more gaskets.
But they should be there this morning, and then hopefully, and then I think he's supposed to go by there on Friday and see if he can't retrieve them wherever the hell he dropped them off at.
What are we talking about here?
$5. It ain't much. It's this little made out material called Gylon 3500, and they're just 150-pound flange gasket.
First, I wouldn't even spend 2 seconds trying to find them. I mean, it's not going to be worth his time to go over there and look for them.
Just as I'm waiting on them. Our business is at the end of a dead-end road. And then there's a business on the left, Matheson Gas, and then there's a business on the right, Southern States. But if it's amazing how many things get delivered to those two places.
People could keep it straight, you know, but I guess if the guy brought it over himself, you know, how did he not know where he was going?
At the end of the road, the building at the end of the road says Lubrizol on it, you know? It's like, and the problem with the business on the right is they have about three or four receivings.